Welcome to the official podcast for the biggest boys, the gnarliest of men, the daintiest of women, the flashiest of dancers, the hottest of hits, the toppingest of charts, and the number one people that you know and love, because there's four men followed by an even bigger, scarier man. Because today we have our normal hosts, myself, Jackson, Kaya, and Charlie, and joining us is a man who's made an entire career out of going, look at the big manly things I can do, Mr. Harley Morenstein. Mr. Harley, why don't you please give him a brief rundown for the, I don't know, like four people who don't know what you've been on and done, if you want to let them know.
Sure. I'm Harley Morenstein. I'm from video game high school. I'm the dean in that. I'm also the sauce boss from Epic Mealtime, the Jeff Goldblum of Jamaican Jerk Chicken, the grocery store gynecologist, the supermarket superintendent, the T'Challa of tacos, the Bieber of bacon.
Ooh,
I could go deep, but I'm just going to leave it right there.
Yeah, how many of those do you have written down? Damn.
None written down, but like 5,000 off the top of the dome, ready to go. Literally only for moments exactly like this, where they're like, oh, Harley, tell us what you do. That's it. I'm going to stop it right there. Now, thanks for having me, by the way.
For sure, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
I wanted that list to keep going, man. I wish they didn't interrupt you. I wanted to see how deep you could go through the fucking alphabet.
Chuck Norris of Chicken Nuggets, Schwarzenegger of Shawarma.
Maybe.
The Pharaoh of Flavor.
Hit us with an obscure one. Hit us with one. That's the one no one's going to know.
The Duke of Dip. No, there's no list. There's no written list. I mean, I'll be honest, you can catch me when I stream live. They just come off the top. They're right there, ready to go. I got them in my pocket. Ever since this whole YouTube gig, my brain has been filled up with the stupidest, most useless information. Like this.
Right.
Other YouTubers' faces, even, is a big one in my brain.
But you just remember their faces.
Their faces and names and, like, matching them up together. Like, that's something there.
That sounds like a hitman type deal right there.
I'm ready to murder anyone on YouTube. Just give me a name. I'll end them right now. Who do you want dead? Who do you want dead? No, not dead like YouTube beef dead. Like I'll cut them into pieces. Who do you want dead? Tell me right now.
Who do we have on the show? I'm scared.
Yeah, top 10 YouTubers you want dead. Give me one. I'll kill him right now.
I'm glad that we booked the assassin.
It's weird. Hey, you don't want to say someone. You don't want to say someone because, like, then if they get killed, like, it's on you also. I understand. I'm just kidding, by the way.
It's mostly on you, really.
Yeah.
Mostly. But you become an accomplice. You're there with me.
So what? Do you know how cool that would be if you say, you know, if you wish death on someone and then it happens?
No, I expect money. This isn't magic. This is money. Like, I'm going to kill someone. You got to pay up. Come on.
Okay, well, see, magic isn't fun if you give the trick away. You have to disguise it. A sleight of hand. Slice his neck without showing
his how. I never said anything about magic. You made it all magical. I mean, there's nothing magical about killing.
Okay, you're acting like the assassins in Game of Thrones, though, telling me that if I want somebody dead, it can be done. You're just gonna swoop in like a shadow and swoop out with a mask. Mission Impossible.
They call me Littlefinger. You know why.
Harley's catchphrase on Epic Mealtime was, a killer has no face.
That's what he's known for. The Tony Stark of sardines, the master assassin.
I like that. See, people want to know where they come from. That's where it comes from. Next time I say Tony Stark of sardines, like, people think I made that shit up.
Oh, man.
I did.
It's going in his Omnicron.
Do you have like a whole list repertoire of like, you know, Freddie Wong called me the Baron of Bacon. And over here, Ethan and Gila, they called me the Minister of Macaroni. Like, do you have like, a whole list?
It's actually the Minister of Mixture.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. I apologize.
Again.
My leash.
Come on.
Could you kill Ethan?
Ooh.
A rival podcast.
I definitely wouldn't, but that's an easy one.
Ooh, why is it easy?
Yeah, explain. Where's his vulnerabilities?
Poison in the vape? I mean, if we're going to do it Hitman, Blood Assassin style, like, and I don't want to get caught, then it's like poison in the vape and you walk away. Mm. You know, like, no one even knows it's you. You guys ever play Hitman?
Of course we have.
Yeah. I mean, you can always go in with the pistol. Any YouTuber's just a pistol. But, like, if you want to do it, like, the Blood Money style where they don't know it's you, then someone who's, you know, hits the vape all the time, that's an easy one. You know, we already got a. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm off this bit because I feel weird talking about killing people that I've met and that I know that are actually really nice people. I'm off that one. I'm not actually a killer. I'm a good.
Like, you're serious, right? Like, this is a bit too. You're actually gonna do it.
Yeah. A hitman tells no. A magician never reveals. It's you know. The magician doesn't tell the secrets. Doesn't show.
I think that's a yes. I think we're good, Andrew. You can transfer the money now.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. My PayPal is in the chat. You can just...
I wrote my rate in the Discord.
It just says zero.
Harley, for rate, you just put a little winking emoticon. I'm not sure what that is.
It says I do it for the sports. What does that mean? There's a predator icon.
Oh, that's something. Harley, have you seen the new Predator movie? Or excuse yes. me.
Oh, thank God. We need to talk about this movie.
Yeah, Andrew and I saw that pretty recently. So if you'd like to take it away here, Andrew, and we can all just kind of join in here.
So, I mean, a bit of a spoiler for this movie, but trust me, there is nothing to be lost by being spoiled on this movie. At some point, so throughout the movie, the main protagonist, his son, has Asperger's, autism. He's got, you know, learning disabilities. And Olivia Munn, who's generic scientist woman, is trying to do the whole, you know, we're going to bond and get closer together. And they're having an off-topic conversation, watching, I don't know, some stuff. And she's like, you know, some people think that autism might be the next development in the evolutionary chain. It might be the next step in human evolution. And everyone's like, okay, well, that was a weird line. Great, let's move on. But then it turns out later in the film that we find out the predators are trying to evolve their own species by stealing the best DNA from other planets. So the main antagonist, this giant super predator's super plan, is to give his home planet autism by kidnapping the main character's son.
Okay, wait, hold on. When you put it that way.
Yeah, most people don't think about it. They don't think about it.
No, I thought I'm very happy to be discussing this movie with people that have seen it. I saw it on opening night. And just the way that, like, it is presented there, like, he's giving his planet autism.
That's exactly what he's doing. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when you're watching the movie, they don't explicitly, like, say that. They're like, oh, he's kidnapping him for evolution, and we have to save my son and get him back. But when you really, lay out the plot and write it down, the main villain wants to kidnap a man's autistic son to use his DNA to give his entire home planet autism.
So they can hunt better.
Yeah, so they can evolve.
I thought it was all about global warming. Wasn't it about global warming?
A little bit, yeah.
That was a throwaway line just to get a little preaching in there.
No, they were like, not only do they want to steal all the autism, but also their planet's dying. So they're going to be super autistic. Then they're going to come here. And, like, the mathematics are going to be off the chain.
Their V-Bucks will be gone.
Yeah, It's like all this global warming's making this a hothouse, and they love hothouses, and they want to live here. But literally, like, he wants to give his planet autism.
Yeah, wait, but hold on.
I can't get over that.
A couple of things. In the past, I was an integration aide, so I've worked with people who are autistic, Asperger's, the mix, and I could tell you that 1,000%, in some respects, they are so much smarter than people who are not autistic in some respects. Like, I got friends who there's nothing wrong with them. And you would be like, this guy is retarded. But he's not. But you're like, this guy's retarded. But then you could see some, you know, some Asperger's, when they get tunnel vision, what they can do is pretty incredible. You know, in a realm of almost superhuman to an extent. But if we take the movie, because I want to break into this movie beyond the autism part. If you take it in, like, it looks like they can pick and choose what they want, because the main bad guy predator is they're like a predator comes to Earth for some reason. Oh, to save us? Oh, that's cool. When did predators want to save us? But sure, little predator comes to Earth and wants to save us. Oh, it turns out big predator is mad. Oh, and why is Super Shredder so mad? Well, it turns out that he's got human DNA in him. Well, why would he be 10 foot? I've never seen a 10-foot person. Why is giving them human DNA making him 10 feet tall? So I'm assuming if they take the autism, they're going to leave behind the, like, no eye contact shit and the, like, no hugging. But they're going to embrace, like, the mathematics and calculations aspect. Like, they're going to pick and choose what they want of autism. So they don't want to make their planet fully autistic. They just want to get, like, you know, the
they want to take the best parts.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, when I say this, I'm not trying to, like, dump on people who have autism or any of that. I'm not trying to say any negative ill will in that vein whatsoever. I find it very amusing that
at the end of the day, you break it down like that. It's like,
when you take it at base level, that's the plot of the movie.
Is this written by the same people who made Prometheus and such?
I'm pretty sure it's written by the director, who's Shane Black, who was the guy in the original Predators that was wearing glasses. He's like the nerdy guy in the original Predator.
Really?
Right.
I didn't know that.
A couple things. So this movie was reshot multiple times. The ending was initially at daytime, but as you saw, the ending was at nighttime. Edward James Olmos, like from Battlestar Galactica, apparently was in the movie for an hour, but they 100% cut that out.
Wow.
Jesus.
I mean, like, this movie was patched together like crazy.
In all of these movies, all of the aliens breed with anything that moves, which was the story in Prometheus, right? Like, the little alien baby fucks some woman, and then the woman has, like, sex with an alien.
Well, that's been a
tentacle monster that impregnates him with another baby. And now you're telling me Predators are fucking humans?
They're not fucking.
Is someone's fetish?
I like to believe they're fucking. It wasn't said that they weren't, I want to imagine that.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you're going to break down the Predator plot, they're not coming to fuck. They're coming for our autism, but like, for some reason, like, the little one had, like, an ultimate counter-Predator measure.
Yeah.
They're not coming to fuck. They're coming for the autism.
You don't get autism by
the most
fucking
precious
people.
Resource that Earth has, our precious, precious autism.
That's we're known the Predator t-shirt. It's like, come for the fuck, stay for the autism. But old aliens, before Prometheus, aliens did that. Like, Alien 3, it had, like, remember the little face hugger went into, like, a gorilla and then a dog? So there was, like, a dog alien and a gorilla alien and all that stuff. I think it's something that they've dabbled with before Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
But
Alien 3, was that the one where Ridley also gets alien DNA in her and she becomes, like, a superwoman and does, like, backflip basketball shots?
No, that's Resurrection.
And
that was the fourth one. The third one was in the prison.
Right. I was going to say that one might not count because that movie's a big piece of shit, but I see where you're getting at.
Yeah. The thing with the Predator, though, that I could tell is, like, we're allowed to just spoil the movie, right, for everyone listening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
The movie ends, and, like, this, like, they get, like, a package, a Predator package, and they open it up, and it's, like, this suit, and it jumps on a guy, and it shows him how badass it is, and then it disengages, and someone's like, whoa, what's that? And then the main character says, that's my new suit, Bubba. And I thought that was so weird, because it's like, sorry, your new suit? You don't have a suit. So why would you have a new suit? Oh, you must be referring to maybe a cool scene in the other version of this movie that got cut out where maybe you wear the suit, because everything was leading up to, like, that he had the gauntlet on and he was going to put the helmet on and the shoulder thing. And he was going to be like, it was going to be like a human in a Predator suit versus a Predator with human DNA. I could see where they were going, but they completely abandoned that. So when he's like, that's my new suit, I'm like, well, that's stupid. You don't have a suit. And then he says, Bubba, like, you don't end a movie with the word Bubba. You've never said Bubba the entire time. You don't get to just drop a Bubba right now like that casually. That's my new suit, Bubba. Like, I was pretty annoyed about that. And what was up with the dogs? Predator dogs?
Yeah,
they shoot one in the head. And then all of a sudden, it's a good guy. Well, who wrote this? A 15-year-old?
They shot him with autism bullets.
Yeah. Well, they're like, oh, the bullet shot him. Now he's nice. Like, yeah. I literally, that's like something I would write if I was in grade 3. And I'm like, then he got a boo-boo on his head, and now he's a good guy. Like, it just seemed ridiculous.
I wish they made your version of the movie, because a human in a Predator gear versus a Predator with human DNA sounds like a much more interesting movie.
That's probably what they had done initially. There's a couple scenes, like, where it's slow-mo, an awkward slow-mo. Like, Olivia Munn picks up the helmet to deflect a blast, but it's, like, weird slow-mo. I'm like, oh, I get it. She probably puts that on in the scene, but that's for the different movie. And they have that battle at nighttime. The third act is literally the Predator being like, lol, you guys are fighting. Now I'm going to give you 5 minutes and I'm going to fight you. I'm like, what? That's literally how this is wrapping up. And I know I'm going to sound like a big fucking idiot. I enjoyed this movie.
Oh, no.
I was like, that was dumb and fun.
That's exactly what Andrew and I said leaving. It's probably one of the better bad movies we've seen together. It's so fucking fun to watch as a bad movie.
It's a
movie.
Great movie to laugh at, just from start to finish, just entertainment value out the ass.
That's absolutely what he said. That's what he said. He called him Bubba. You know, I don't know. Yeah, and the dogs are weird. There's a shot of the dog running to anyone that ends up seeing it while we're talking about it. That's not a predator dog. They just show this human dog running. And it's so weird. It's like, what happened to that dog? Why would they show that? Nothing ever happened of it.
After the RV?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. See, my favorite scene was right before the predator, the super predator goes on the hunt after his countdown ends. You remember how he blows up the enemy ship, the other predator ship, and walks away? And then that opens the back of the truck. They lock the dog in. And then you could tell that they were like desperate and scrambling to finish this movie and editing. So they used a digital zoom in like you would on a generic editing program to zoom in on the truck to show that the dog got out safely. Everyone, don't worry. You remember that? It looked like 480p footage for a second.
They treated this movie like a YouTube video. The version that I saw 5 minutes before it was shown, they cut out the scene that Olivia Munn was really unhappy about. With the guy there was some guy who apparently was friends with the director and had been convicted of sexual something or other. I'm not sure, but she was really unhappy about it because she didn't know that. So they cut his scene like 5 minutes before the opening night. And then, a digital zoom in.
Oh, wow.
It was like a YouTube video to them, like an $80 million YouTube video. They're just like, oh, shit, let's change the thumbnail.
The budget was $80 million?
Yeah.
I can't believe that number. Holy shit.
They almost just didn't even put it out. My favorite scene actually was Thomas Jane and Key when they were both dying and they shot each other in the head at the same time.
That was so beautiful.
Beautiful. It was poetic. I saw that. I almost wanted to clap, like stand up and clap.
Yeah.
But then I'm that guy clapping in the theater. Anyways, I give it a hard recommendation.
Sir.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Kaya?
To get back to the movies real quick, is Prometheus, aren't they implying that those guys invent the original aliens? Isn't that the thing?
Alien isn't Prometheus. Predator. Alien isn't Predator, just in case
they're different franchises.
No, just bear with me. Prometheus was a prequel, right? Isn't it the thing that they invented the aliens?
Mm-hmm. You mean the engineers, the big tall white dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a biological weapon, right?
Yeah.
In Alien versus Predator, they show these flashbacks in the age of like the pyramids and the pharaohs, where the predators are using the aliens for fun. So when did the aliens really get invented? In the space age or back with like the pyramids and such?
I'm gonna take a stab and say that the continuity in the Alien Predator franchises isn't all that watertight.
No, the Forerunners.
I give them more credit than that.
The big alien species, the big tall dudes, the white people, whatever they were called. The engineers created the aliens before we really evolved, because then they create us as well. So aliens could have theoretically been around during the Egyptian phase while still being created by the engineers. That's how I see it anyway.
Yeah, the engineers predate us by a long, long time, way older than the pyramids, I gathered/assumed.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought
And then Prometheus, wait, but how do they find them if it's a prequel? Don't they go on a space voyage for like hundreds of thousands of years or something? Don't they
find who?
The engineers, like they made Earth and then they fucked off to their big space bed and breakfast, right? And then Prometheus, the plot is all these humans go, oh, we need to find the space bed and breakfast so we can check in. And then they go on their own space voyage where doesn't it take like 80 years or something? And then they get there. So then how's it still a prequel? But then I'm very confused.
I think at some point it stopped being a prequel and it just kind of runs along with the franchise.
Okay.
The whole thing was just supposed to show you like how it all came to be and then set stage for Michael Fassbender's character.
Yeah, I think the aliens that we know of and the ones that we know from, I think the planet's LV-426, I think that original alien, you don't understand, the chef on Epic Mealtime, Chef Atari, is the most diehard alien fan in the world. So everything you're getting from me, I must sound like a super nerd, is because I am close proximity to the biggest alien fan you guys know. So like he's literally like he's all about Alien Covenant. He has like Ripley's shoes from the Alien movie. Like he has
that's cool though.
He can smell her fate at any time.
What a lucky guy.
I gotta preserve that musky scent.
He was saying that I believe in the first in Prometheus and Alien Covenant, what the events of that are before Alien and Aliens. So those aliens are only on that planet because, you know, Michael Fassbender went and, you know, he created the alien, it seems, right? It seems like he's pushing them around. And this runs alongside with Blade Runner, actually.
They take place in the same universe?
Yeah, shared universe.
What?
Wait, with
Blade Runner?
Blade Runner and Alien, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't believe you, but I also do. Can you elaborate?
Your conviction in not believing me is making me Google this right now.
I've never had that theory.
That's the first fan theory I've heard there.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, they're part of a larger shared universe. Yeah. And it's you could even see like they have like hints and they reference the guy who basically, what's his name? With a W.
Waitani.
Wayland.
Wayland.
Oh, Wayland. Yeah,
Wayland. Wayland is I don't know which one is smarter, but I think it's the guy in Blade Runner is obsessed with being as smart and successful as Wayland. But yeah, you guys pull that shit up.
Jesus Christ.
How deep is that fucking chef, man?
He's far cooler though.
Which Blade Runner guy, the original or the 2049?
Wait, aren't we talking about, what's his face, the guy who's actually creating life?
Wayland.
That's the Industries, Alien series, but you said Blade Runner.
No, he's talking about Blade Runner 2049.
Blade Runner, the
Blade Runner
makes the replicants.
Yeah, his replicants are not as good as, they're not as good as Wayland's. Like, they're not as good as David.
Yeah.
How? Huh. What? His replicants are actual humans. David is just a glorified kitchen robot.
No, David is like better than humans. That's why David goes on a killing spree. He was like mad. He's like, my maker is this piece of shit human.
So do replicants. That's the whole plot of the movie. Them going rogue.
I'm Googling
I always
some
thought replicants
here.
Were more like replicants were more, they listened more. You know, they would like slit their throat if their master told
they
them.
They have
to.
And replicants are built with.
Shut up, Andrew. Tell me this, Mr. Epic Meal guy. How come David doesn't have an underground revolution with hundreds of other cyborgs rising up against the humans?
Dude, are you crazy? David killed all the engineers. The creators of humans, they made humans.
Yeah, then he was all alone.
Those humans made David. David went and killed our god. He killed the creators of the humans and let loose the aliens. Like, this guy's a big problem. Way bigger problem than fucking...
little underground
what's his
revolution.
Name?
Is he a problem? If he's killing gods, he's freeing us.
Well, but no, he was
self-contained on a planet, no less. I mean, he was just stuck on that dinky, dump-ass planet of the creators or the architects or whatever they're called.
But then he got us to go to him, and now he's not trapped on that planet.
Yeah.
Let's get excited for the next Alien movie that I really not that
Harley?
Excited about.
If instead of humans, that ship that visited him was full of replicants, they would have just fucked them up.
True, actually, because David had a homoerotic experience with his counterpart one
time. With himself.
Yeah.
It's true, those replicants, they don't know how to play the flute, bro.
Yeah, checkmate.
Is that an argument? He's gay, so he wins? What does that mean?
Yeah, plot
he
armor.
He knows how to play the flute.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one replicant play an instrument yet.
The only thing that the replicants have is they're built for slave labor, so their strength is like six times that of a human, though. So
thank
is it
you.
But yeah, Bishop in Alien also is like, isn't he capable of ripping people in half and bending them in backwards and stuff? Isn't Bishop super strong in Aliens?
Oh, okay. Bishop is the
Bishop
balding guy,
versus
yeah?
Dave Bautista.
Well, Jesus fuck, Bishop would win probably every time.
Are you accusing Dave Bautista of being a replicant?
Well, no, he was a replicant in 2049.
Oh, yeah. He was at the beginning.
He's the guy who's like, you don't know what it's like to see a miracle of a gentle soul, and then he bashes fucking Ryan Gosling's head in the wall.
And then Ryan Gosling kicks his ass.
Yeah.
Like, robot muscles are just for show. That's just for show that he's so jacked. They could have made him like a 12-year-old boy. You know, it doesn't matter. He still would have been just as strong.
Yeah.
I really liked Blade Runner 2049. And I thought it was like.
Me too.
I felt bad that it did not get seen by as many people as it should have.
Yeah.
Like Blade Runner made less than what it cost to make Predator.
No. Wait, what? Really?
Blade Runner made like $75 million or something in theaters.
Was that international? Jesus. That's not international, surely.
Yeah, I don't think that's international.
Yeah, both Blade Runner movies were commercial flops.
Yeah,
it was really like upsetting. Classics. They didn't deserve it.
It came out at a good time as well. I don't think there were many other movies that came out at the same time. Just no, marketing mustn't have been that good. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's just the Blade Runner fan base isn't... No, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just word of mouth is what drives all these movies too. Like, you could tell your friend that it's a fun movie, but this one just... It's like 2.5 hours of nothing happening.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it still. I love the movie, but it's if you're the kind of person who goes to the movies to have some immediate feedback fun, that feedback loop of shit exploding and people fighting, this isn't your movie.
Yeah. The problem is Blade Runner movies are a very hard sell. It's kind of like if you go up to someone and tell them, oh, I watched the greatest documentary in the world. It's amazing. It's like, well, a lot of people don't want to watch a documentary. You know, it could be incredible. But it's just the type of movie that people don't want to see. And Blade Runner is, they're long, they're slow, they're potting, they're a lot of world building through visuals. And to a lot of people, that's boring. I mean, I really liked the movie. I think it had flaws, but I really, really liked it. But I could totally see people just not enjoying it as a movie-going experience.
Yeah, I didn't like the original. I tried many times to watch it, and I couldn't get through it. I think I just missed the time, you know? But this one, I liked it, but I could still cut off like 30 minutes. And when you say a movie's going to be 3 hours, like with trailers and everything?
Even the director came out later after it came out, and he was like, or it was either him or the director of the original came in, and they were like, yeah, it's a good movie, but man, it should have been 2 hours. Like, we really should have tightened this up.
I don't think it was the director.
It was the previous director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Ridley Scott, right? Who did the first one?
Ridley Scott did the first one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Denis Villeneuve did the new one, who I love.
Right.
Yeah, me too. Best guy in the industry right now.
Yeah, agreed.
It apparently made $260 million, by the way.
Not a lot compared to its budget, though.
It's probably from Blu-ray sales, honestly.
Yeah, I bought 3 Blu-rays, pretty much.
Well, I bought one movement watch.
I'm kidding.
I bought one movement watch. Well, you guys have heard me talk about movement before, those two college dropouts that started their own watch company. It's kind of like, you know, how you used to have regular watches that would be all the Blade Runner stuff. Well, these are the Blade Runner 2049 people of watches. They're newer, edgier, sleeker, got great talent involved, and a fantastic, worthwhile watch. Like that. Movement has come far from crowdfunding kids working out of their living room, and now they are a very successful men's and women's fashion line with sunglasses and fashion-forward bracelets for her or him. We're not going to judge. Do whatever you want. Movement watches, their mainstay product, are $95. When normally at a department store, they are $400 to $500. And that's for a classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. You can get 15% off with free shipping and free returns by going to Charlie.
MVMT.com/official.
That's Movement. Spelled MVMT.com/official. You can see why Movement keeps growing to check out their expanding collection. MVMT.com/official. Now, usually when we, I was going to say, we normally spell it out, but Harley, if you want to join us, normally we spell out Movement with movie titles. So if you want to start with M, give us an M movie on here. That would be great.
Just any movie that starts with M?
It's harder than you think.
Yeah. Marvel's Spider-Man.
That's the PS4 game.
That sucks, eh? M. Night Shyamalan presents.
I told you it's hard.
Okay, a movie that starts with M.
You should have given him V. You should have given him V because none of us are going to get V.
I don't want to torture our guest.
Fuck, V's hard also. Now my brain just split into two places, and I have 50% working on M and 50% on V.
You can't go out of order anyway. No. You do M.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. Do M. It's your time. Come on, home.
Do you guys have? You guys know any?
Ooh, I know one.
We've done this like 5 times. Yeah,
we're running out of movies.
You always end up saying the same ones.
No, I'll do the next time.
No,
we try not to, but we sometimes do.
Mad Max.
There you go.
Ooh.
All right, we'll take
that. That's
fun.
Yep. All right, does that count as both M's?
No. I'm doing the next time.
No cheating out here. Who's got V?
Andrew.
Fuck. I'll just do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna save my V for the next time. Then
my M in
Helsing.
Moana. There you go.
I'll take a T then for Terminator 2, specifically the sequel.
First movie I ever saw in theaters, by the way.
Good choice.
Oh, very good choice.
Good choice. Yeah, you got lucky.
I was 5. I had no say in the matter whatsoever.
Even better, your parents have taste.
Really?
You come from a good long line of good taste.
What a great movie.
It is such a good movie.
It holds up perfectly today.
MVMT.com/official. Pre-order Terminator 2 on Blu-ray today.
It really does.
Unrelated.
Everything. Like, do you guys ever wish sometimes maybe CG should not have gotten as good as it did? Because then maybe...
Oh my god, every day of my life.
Practical effects would have evolved more. Like
every fucking day of my life,
effects.
Kaya. I can't stand just putting everything in the CGI bucket. I miss
you
when you had to
Infinity
get creative.
Infinity War could have been done with practical effects?
No.
Are you actually asking?
That's what I was going to say. So, obviously, it has its upsides. Like, when you watch Infinity War, sure, 90% of the time, you can tell it's CG. But sometimes, a couple of those shots, right, when they're up close in Thanos' face, it just looks like a giant purple human. It looks real. It's insane. Yeah,
it's always impressive.
But, you know, it's just goofy-ass CG in any other movie,
You know who does it super well, though, is Guillermo del Toro. He did a Pacific Rim with practical effects mainly, like for the whole setup when they're doing like the neurological jack shit. I forgot what like their setup's called, but all of that was a practical effect. He made like a $10 million set for that.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
I mean, like, I think the big thing is I appreciate the worlds it can build. Like, I would not like to see Avengers relying purely on practical effects. I mean, that would by that point probably be more expensive and not even work to the levels they want. But I just don't like how nearly every movie now is when you got to have the cool effects or shots, you just plug it in the computer.
It's not as easy just plugging it into a computer.
Yeah.
You're really doing a disservice to these brave men and women who are on the front lines doing the CGI.
But I mean, still, there's always that syndrome of you can tell when it's not real. You get syndromes of uncanny valley. You get these problems that are much easier to notice than with practical effects. I mean, like with certain practical effects shots, there's big fucking goofs like, oh, you can see the camera right there, or oh, this part cut off when it didn't. But you have to go on IMDb to even figure those out because it's from the super nerds watching it for the 8th time. With CGI, the instant a tree doesn't blow in the wind, everyone loses their fucking minds.
Yeah.
That's my soapbox.
Some people definitely go in and scrutinize it. I never, I was never one to do that. But going back, I realized all these movies that I really enjoyed. Like I rewatched like The Matrix and some scenes I'm like, oh, this is terrible. This literally looks like Xbox 360. Like, how did we ever allow this to happen? But like, I watch Infinity War, and never for a second was I like, oh shit! Like Robert Downey Jr. is not even there that day. Like, that's just a cartoon
but
suit.
You say
like,
that now, though. It's like back when 3D games first came out, and everybody was like, "That's it! Like, this is the face of God. Graphics are never gonna get better than this."
No one believed it was real life,
is the peak. No, that's not what I'm saying. We all thought this was it, though, right? We thought that was the shit. Just like right now, we think Thanos is some achievement, which it is, but 10 years from now, it's going to look just as goofy as The Matrix, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We can only pray.
Harley, do yourself a big favor. Go watch the first Harry Potter movie. I don't remember what it's called, but the very first one. Every scene where he's flying on the broom during the Quidditch Cup, they occasionally cut to a pure CG render of him, and it looks just like an Xbox 360 game.
Wait, really? I never ever saw Harry Potter, because like when Harry Potters were coming out, I was like, oh, I hope I get my dick sucked this weekend. I'm not going to watch Harry Potter. I was like that age, and I ended up watching
Are you still that
all
age?
Of them. It doesn't consume. I'm not like, okay, planning this weekend. I'm going to cross my fingers, hope that a blowjob occurs at some point or another. You know, it's not like the main goal, but I remember like these were the years in high school where I was like, oh boy, I hope it happens. Yep. But I ended up watching all the Harry Potters in a row like 2 months ago because I've never seen them. And some of them are just, they're just, it was so, it took until like the fourth, like Order of the Phoenix or something where I was like, okay, now it's real. But those first ones were like, it literally like, yeah, he's like long and weird and moving weird. Yeah. And it's embarrassing. Like these were movies out in the theaters. And yeah, I know some
back
people
in the day, we lost our shit over it too. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. Did you see the thing and a fly and look, it's real. And he's in Hogwarts. But now you look at it and it's just goofy.
Well, that, you know, I remember when Star Wars prequels came out, people were like, oh, this sucks. This sucks so bad. Look at Jabba the Hutt. He looks like an idiot. He's not even real. And like everything that wasn't real. And the guy who plays, I forget his name, Ian McKellen, I think the guy that played Gandalf, like burst into tears on set of The Hobbit. Because he was wearing green and there's like green dudes around him, like holding a ball in his face. And he just started crying. He was like, man, this is not acting. This is not what I signed up for.
His quote was even more sad. It was like, I did not become a classically trained actor just to do this or something like that. It was a really heartbreaking thing.
Stand in front of like this fucking crayon green screen and fucking fake green people.
It's sad. You should fucking look at the footage. He's literally in a pure green just platform with balls with little people's faces on him, and it's fucking depressing.
He's unhappy with his paycheck. Shut the fuck up and talk to the green ball. All right, you're making millions here.
Fair enough.
He looks like a fucking insane asylum. What's up?
He was really depressed about it, though. He cried.
I know, man.
He broke down. It sucks.
He's like 80 something years old, man. He's been training 80 years, and now he's fucking doing a puppet show for this big screen movie.
I get it. Like, if somebody just replaced the three of you with like chatbot or cleverbot and told me to just pretend and make it funny, I'd lose my shit too.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, yeah, but
difficult.
What if they also paid you $9 million?
Well, now
I'd be
talking.
Here. I'd be like, "What's up, Robo Dicks? What's going on today?"
Yeah, fucking embrace it like a motherfucker.
100%. Like, we're getting paid the big bucks. That's the professional aspect of it is like, you might not like everything. Like, I get it. He didn't like the green ball and everything, but like some people don't like the director. Some people don't like their co-stars, you know, but like it's the type of job where, you know, that's why you get paid far more than a teacher or a doctor or whatever. It's because, you know, you get put through the ringer. I feel, you know who I feel more bad for? I feel bad for like when Avengers was being filmed and Chris Evans, Captain America, is there like bright and early, ready to go. And he's in a scene with like six other people, but they're the Hulk and Iron Man. And they're just not, they don't actually have to be there because they're CGI. Like, that's who I feel bad for. I feel bad when like his buddies are supposed to be there, but they're able to literally record in their jogging pants, like, you know, 3 months later. But he's there all day long, like with a 12-hour day. Probably getting paid close to or less than Robert Downey Jr. And Robert Downey Jr. is literally, how many times did he go into that black room where it's his face inside the mask and he's talking and he's like, Jarvis, oh, bring me up. And it's like, Chris Evans is there that day.
Do you ever think his hubris is going to get to him where Robert Downey Jr. just like Skype calls on his webcam one day to do his lines? They just Photoshop that into the movie.
It's doable. Like, he could be like, oh, I'm doing something else. I'm like, okay, we'll send a cameraman out your way. Just find a blanket.
We're flying out the whole team. Don't worry, Robert.
When are we going to get to the point? When are we going to get to the honest point where computerizing everything is just faster and cheaper than having any real actors or anything? Just have all digital actors, all digital sets, everything completely computerized.
Yeah, like you know, with that deep fakes things, it's we're almost there, right? Like, you could have one person
really
play
weird
everyone.
Star Wars digital actors for the people who died. I mean, they weren't perfect, but they were impressive, honestly.
It was also deep super fakes. Expensive.
Deepfakes, though, they're not that expensive. Someone sent me an email the other day of a deep fake of me getting fucking pounded by four men. It was a porn video.
Oh, come on,
send me that.
Yeah,
send me that for analysis.
Actually, no. Send it to me, Charlie. I can center it on screen.
Yeah, do it for real.
You want? I'll send you the link, I guess.
Yeah, just put it pixeled and put a link in the description for the uncensored version.
All right. Yeah. I'll open my email on my phone in a minute.
Because subreddit. Everybody's gonna wield that power now.
Oh, I know, man. Oh. Like, that was just a random dude who listens to the podcast who sent me that. He's like, "Here, I made this for you." I'm like, "Jesus Christ, that's me with a vagina and four dicks in me already."
Yeah. Oh,
expect
wait,
way
you
more
girl?
Now.
They didn't put you on gay porn for authenticity? That's fucked up.
No, they put me on a woman. So it took me out of the immersion. I wasn't able to be like, yeah, that was me, because I don't have a vagina that's that big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't accept four wieners.
Only three.
But piggybacking off of that, though, so we have the Riley Reed of raspberries here. So let's go ahead and start talking about some food up in this bitch. What is the most disgusting food that you ate so far?
Brains, I guess. Brains was pretty bad. Like, just straight up, we got brains, and we're like, let's make brains. It was, like, in the first year where they're like, yo, people want crazy shit. Let's get faces and brains.
Ew.
And then I ate it. I'm like, this is scrambled eggs, but I know there's no eggs involved. This sucks.
Ew.
This is bad. but the worst thing we ever made, which I think it was a sheep's brain.
Okay.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah. He tasted like a fucking idiot.
I was just gonna say, like, did it taste actually bad, or was it just a psychological thing of this isn't really eggs? It's gross.
It tasted like the next step in the evolutionary chain. The worst thing we ever made was Jack Daniels was bumping in 2010. We're like, let's make a gravy, and we tried so hard to make like a Jack Daniels gravy. And it always ended up disgusting. Like, it was terrible. It was so bad that I was like, we're done. Jack Daniels off the set. I'm sick of it.
That sucks when the Jack Daniels has to go. My God.
Yeah. When the show first started, I was 26. And I was like, what did I drink all the time in college? Oh, Jack Daniels. Let's do that. So even on the first episode of Epic Mealtime, I like took a sip. I was like, oh, I fucking hate this drink. But we're like, let's do it.
So if you could go back in time, what would you be pounding down during those shots?
I wouldn't change a single thing.
Oh, great.
Man with no regrets.
No, I just like, listen, like, I'm not going to be Ian McKellen over here and fucking cry over, you know, spilled milk and green screens and Jack Daniels. I'm literally like, I'm happy with where I am right now. And I'm probably here right now because I sucked it up and drank down that Jack. And so I'm happy with the Jack Daniels choice. It got people excited. What really sucked also was, like, sometimes I'd be like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to be a sloppy, drunk, fat, so I'm going to eat better and not drink, you know? And I'll go to the bar or I'll go for dinner and be like, I'm going to get a salad because we're not filming. And then, like, the waiter will come and be like, sauce boss, I brought you shots of Jack Daniels and a double bacon cheeseburger. Drink up and eat, fatty. And I don't want to let down a fan, so I'm like, ha-ha, yeah, man. Oh, you know it. I love this.
As tears roll down your face.
Yeah, literally, I'm like crying.
Is something wrong, Harley? Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
That's fucking great everywhere you go. Oh, it's the Mia Khalifa crab cakes. Get this man 10 shots. Oh, man.
Why am I getting all female porn stars?
I'm having a real hard time racking my brain for things that rhyme with certain foods, but I can always find a porn star.
Yeah. Now I'm going to get deep faked with Mia Khalifa with crab cakes in there photoshopped on top.
Fuck yeah, man. Embrace it. I've gotten a couple of those.
Living the dream.
Speaking of living the dream, you can too with a better groomed facial hair. Tell them about it, Andrew.
Well, if you want to live the dream of having a nice looking face so that women everywhere will think you're kissable and men everywhere will also think you're kissable, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. Shower stuff, hairstyling products, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and of course, razors and shaving supplies. You might shave your whole body to get ready for a bike race, so use Dollar Shave Club's executive razor. That's one of the suggestions on this paper. The thing is, no matter what you do to get ready.
I was going to say you made yourself giggle with the lamest joke.
It wasn't mine. The thing is, no matter what kind of bike race you have to run, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need. And right now you can get ready with an amazing deal on any one of their starter sets. I would recommend the daily biking set because I love the Amber Lavender Body Cleanser, but you can't go wrong with any of them. You can head on over to dollarshaveclub.com/official to pick your own starter set for just $5. After that, everything shifts at regular price. You can also check out their brand spanking new video too. That's dollarshaveclub.com/official. Harley, if you were to shave a part of your body into the shape of a cheeseburger and Jack Daniels, what would you pick?
I don't think anything will really give enough landscaping material beyond like my belly and chest.
Not even like a really tiny one, like done with tweezers and shit?
Well, then my balls. Is that what you want me to say?
I guess. It's your body.
That's what Dollar Shave Club wanted you to say, really. That's what they put
they
on the
wanted me to say?
That's what they put on the ad read, man.
Aw, those guys.
We have these mandatory bullet points, and one at the bottom just says, make sure Harley mentions his hairy balls. So we got it. We nailed it.
So we were talking about movies, and we would be remiss to not talk about your acting career, Harley. Do you think maybe being involved in productions now has changed your perspective on movies? Like going back and watching them, are you maybe a little bit more nitpicky?
When I went to school before, way before Epic Mealtime, I took a couple film classes, and then I would be like I don't know. I'd watch TV and be like, oh, what a terrible cut. And people are like, what? I'm like, that cut right there. You didn't see it? It was so obvious. But then I stopped being that piece of shit years ago. Now the only thing I'll do is I'll look at something, and the only thing that pops in my head is I'm like, how much did it cost? I'm going to play a guessing game with myself. Mm-hmm. I'm 33 years old right now, and I've seen some really stupid fucking things that have been very successful. So I don't look at art and scrutinize art or be like, that script is bad or whatever. Like, really? Like, I might just be like, that's goofy, that's stupid, but I don't get like mad at it. But I've noticed that like earlier on when I met other people in the biz, no one calls it the biz, by the way. Some people get mad at other people's shit, like if it's not up to standards for them. But Epic Mealtime's always had, like, early days for like 3 years, it had shit sound, you know, like we recorded with like the onboard microphone, and I had it's so cringe. I look back and cringe, but like I had a Vine career. Ooh. Like, so I can't nitpick quality when there was like 6 second videos on the phone. You know what I mean? It's, quality is just so different these days. Like, it's just a completely different thing. I was in a movie that Corridor Digital produced. Great channel. I don't know if you guys are familiar. They're really, really talented guys. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, it was a 90-minute feature film on Snapchat in portrait mode. So, like, I can't even begin to scrutinize. And, like, don't even get me started on rap today. You just, everything's all fucked up, and there's waves of it. So some of them you surf, and some of them you just... You don't.
Do you think you're like jonesing for that kind of group to unleash the beast with? Just sit down with a group of like-minded people and watch, I don't know, TV shows and shit and go, oh, look at that cut. Oh, this script is garbage. Who paid this editor? Fuck this.
Honestly, I die for what we did at the beginning of this. I saw Predator on opening day and I was like, now I got to hope that some people watch this weird ass movie and then I could talk to them. I didn't expect to be, you know, blessed with this platform and you guys to talk about it with, or you'll point something out that I wasn't like, hey, they did come to Earth for the Asperger's. So that's really what I like. I like when a movie's done, standing right outside the movie with my buddies and talking for 10 minutes and then that's it. Like, that's what I like, you know?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Nothing better. Like when Kaya was visiting, we spent like a fucking day. We watched like 5 movies in a day just reflecting on either how bad it was or how good it was, like Whiplash for how good it was and shit like that. It's just fucking good fun, one. Man. Yeah, man. It's a classic.
Yeah, Whiplash is great.
It is so good. Who's the director of that one? That
Maybe
one's
Chazelle.
Yeah. That guy's
we
fucking
did La
great.
La La Land as well. And he's directed the upcoming, what is it, First Man, I believe? The space one. I'm excited for that.
I don't know that one.
You guys should see Mandy.
Which movie? Mandy?
It's called Mandy. It's with Nick Cage. And he's got this girlfriend and she gets abducted by a cult. And he goes full on Nick Cage. Like, so Nick Cage. It's like Nick Cage has become fully aware and he knows, like, and he can now play to his strengths, and like, it's literally, he's just, it's so fun. It's like a weird 80s horror action. There's nothing like it, but Mandy.
Oh, man.
Is that the movie where he sees himself breakdancing in an office for like a solid uninterrupted minute?
No, but I will.
You know what that movie is?
I want that one next.
There's some Nick Cage movie. I think it's Nick Cage, where he's either like high on drugs or hallucinating or something. And he looks over a dude's shoulder, and for about a solid uninterrupted minute, he watches himself breakdancing, and then he falls over and breaks his neck. It's really, really funny.
I need that. I need
I've
that
only
one.
Seen that clip, and it stands out to me every time.
I know exactly what movie you're talking about. It's he played like a dad with like an adopted kid, I believe. I saw it when I was younger, and I just can't remember the name of it. But I fucking love Nick Cage, man. I'm surprised I didn't know he had a new movie out. And this movie's fucking killing it.
Mandy?
I didn't. Yeah, it's killing it, man. I feel like a 95 on Rotten Tomato.
What's it on? It's on Rotten Tomatoes. What does it have?
95.
Oh, good. I saw the trailer like months ago, and then I just saw it on like on VOD yesterday, and I was like, oh, when did it get here? And I put it on my girlfriend's like, this is fucking stupid. I was like, give it time. Literally an hour and a half into the movie, that's when it drops the title. And it's like Mandy. And you're like, oh, of course this movie would do this now. Like, it's just so twisted. I think everyone on here will at least be entertained.
I want to see it now, man. I can't wait to see it now, actually. That's right. Extremely exciting. I didn't even know Nick Cage was still acting. I thought he like moved to that island that he went in debt for 10 years ago.
No, he's also in that movie called Mom and Dad, if you guys saw that. It's on Netflix.
No, I don't know that one.
It's literally mom and dad's become like practically zombies. They just go crazy and start trying to kill their kids. And so Nicolas Cage plays an insane dad. And he's just basically doing his Nick Cage shtick, and it's good stuff.
I found the movie. Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, I never saw that. Nick but Cage. I want to see that.
I looked up the scene, too. Apparently, there's like a drug dealer, and they shoot him, and he dies. And I think they start hallucinating because they're high on drugs or something. And they go, look, his soul is still dancing. And they see the man's corpse break dancing in the middle of the office. It's so fucking. I've watched that clip like four times, but I never remember what the scene
is.
This
is my night tonight after this. Is that
please give it a watch and let me know if it's worth my time, because I've only seen that clip, but I watch it like once a month to remind myself how great Nick Cage is. Just the most nonsensical shit.
I need to do a Nick Cage bender, man. That man's got some bangers.
The Rock. The Rock. I love The Rock.
That's where it started.
Is that really where it started for him?
For Nick Cage, I think. Wouldn't that be his first big movie?
Well, I'll tell you why The Rock is special, in my opinion, is before that, he never did an action movie. So that's his first time doing an action movie. But in that movie, he's not an action star. He's like a scientist. So the role is perfect. But then for some reason after that, we're just like, he's an action star. And then they give him long hair and he's in Con Air, which you go back and watch now, you're like, how did this happen? How did this guy get this role? Like, how did he become like a badass, you know? But
Con Air is very goofy.
Yeah. It's so good, though.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, though, man, let's talk about when you were on The Tonight Show, because I remember when that, I think it was called The Tonight Show. What did Jay Leno have, man? What the fuck was it?
Tonight Show, Jay Leno.
Yeah, I remember when that first came out, and I was still in high school at the time, man. That was a big deal around the school, because all of us there were big fans of Epic Mealtime, and then you hit the big time. You talked to the Crimson Chin, man. How was that?
You know what? It's like, it to this day, like, it's 8 years later that Epic Mealtime has been happening. Like, 3 years passed beyond what I thought would be the final date of my original prediction. And I have these moments still. And I measure them where, like, something happens and I go, even if it ends now, worth it and cool. And Jay Leno was, like, one of the first ones where I was like, no matter what, even if like the internet breaks and this is all over, like, this can't be taken from me. This is a very cool thing. You know, it was really cool doing that. What was really crazy is after that, having like a little very basic relationship with him. Like, I went to his garage like four times where he literally has 600 cars.
Jeez,
holy
what?
Leno's an avid car collector.
It's insane. 600? It's insane. He's got like 600 cars and motorcycles and stuff, and they're all under one roof. and he has like 8 people on salary that have to take them out and drive them around on rotation so they're not sitting there for too long, because then otherwise, I don't know, fucking acid comes out the battery or something. Like if I leave batteries in a toy, I'm not sure. But like they literally need to take the cars out and drive them around. So I went, he was like, he pulled up in this like old timey car, like probably like one of the first cars ever. And he was like, yeah, hop in. And we like went to, he was like, you must want McDonald's, you know, classic. I'm like, yeah. And we went.
I wish you drove the Lamborghini for that. Let's go to McDonald's. Come on.
You know, it was really, this is a crazy thing. And this actually, we had to cut it out of the video. It was so wild. I filmed an episode of Epic Mealtime in Jay Leno's garage, and I had the list of the cars and stuff. And I had this joke written where me and him walk by one of the cars that's in Fast and the Furious. And I say to him, I go, oh my God, you have this car? Let's do Fast and the Furious. And then he says, okay, I'm Vin Diesel, you're Paul Walker. And I go, no, you're Paul Walker. And he goes, no, I'm Vin Diesel, you're Paul Walker. And we did this bit and it's all filmed. And then I got home that day and Paul Walker had died. So I am saying that Jay Leno, through the power of voice and making this joke when he was like, I'm not Paul Walker, almost, honestly lines up almost directly to when, rest in peace, Paul Walker passed. Jesus. And then Jay Leno's guy called us that day. He's like, can you take out the Paul Walker line?
You know what you should have done? You should have doubled down. You should have doubled down, kept the joke in, and then immediately smash cut to a footage of you guys getting in a car accident.
Well, what I did ask the guy, because he was like, you got to cut that out. I was like, question, what if I dub it so that I'm like, oh, let's do Fast and the Furious. I'll be Vin Diesel and you be Tyrese. And they're like, no, just cut it entirely. I was like, why? I'm like, I'll cover the lips. I just really wanted that in there, but no, he is actually like a grandmaster sorcerer, because he was able to bring death on someone just with the power of his voice from literally across the country. I swear,
holy shit.
We got like time codes and everything. This is like, it lines up.
Yeah, it sounds like Jay Leno knew something that you didn't during that segment.
He must have got a call during the taping.
You didn't see it, but when you turned your back, you went, excellent, good, yes.
Yeah, his eyes just rolled in the back of his head while he was like saying some incantation in front of my face. And I was like fucking talking about Jack Daniels or something.
He almost slipped. For the ritual to be complete, you have to be Paul Walker.
Goofy idea.
You still have the footage by chance? Is there like the lost tapes of Epic Mealtime that has that?
Like every episode, but I did have a guy at one point. It's so funny, like hiring your buddies. I had a friend, I was like, I wanted to pull off these episodes. I was like, yo, turns out we could take all of our shit and upload it to Facebook and get paid there. So we have like 700 things to upload. And I'm like looking for episodes. And I was like, yo, where are these episodes? And my buddy works with me. He's like smoking a cigarette. He's like, oh yeah, I accidentally deleted like 30 episodes.
Oh fuck.
I was
man.
Like, what? And he was like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, G. I'm literally like, fuck, this is hiring my buddies right here. This is it. Like, he's like, he literally is like smoking a joint. He's like, I don't know what to tell you, G. I'm like, okay, that's it.
So he deleted the Jay Leno thing.
He deleted the literally like,
I don't know if the Jay Leno might not have been one of those. I just know I have 30 missing episodes.
You got to find that tape, man. That's like a movie.
Yeah, really. I want to see it, too.
I don't know if Jay Leno would be too stoked about that.
Yeah, we should blackmail him.
He probably would not even know or care that it happened. That like, now at this point, you know?
Oh, that's true, yeah. How long ago was that? That must have been 8 years ago.
2015? 2014, 2015?
Listen, Harley, here's what you should have done. Gotten some stock footage of Paul Walker smiling at you guys, giving you a thumbs up like he just witnessed the bit and he approved.
Yeah, no, even better. Put him so he's fading into the clouds, and then when the bit's done, he just floats away.
Classic.
Andrew,
I don't feel so good.
Is that he was still alive at the time, and he was having a jolly good old time with the boys as they were joking about him, and then maybe he left and died. Who knows? But you guys didn't know while you were recording. It's just to cover their asses.
Yeah, you could deep fake Paul Walker in there. It's not too late.
I think it's been long enough that you could release the footage and be all like, oh, we respect Paul Walker, but, you know, this joke's fucking good to let die.
I got to pass it to, like, Shane Dawson, like, conspiracy theory video. Be like, yo, do one of these, Jay Leno, Paul Walker.
How powerful is Jay Leno?
Oh, God, there's probably people out there who, now that they know this, are going to actually start believing and researching that.
Yeah, like deaths correlated to what Jay Leno said about them at what time.
So that's someone, man, if there's an evil sorcerer out there, it'd be good to know. He's actually a really nice guy, though. So I don't know.
Little do you know, all you've done is add to the flowchart someone already made of like, well, Jay Leno in 1996 said that Michael Jackson would die, and look, this happened, and now Paul Walker, and it's all true.
Yeah, he just happened to be listening to this podcast, and he's just fucking scratching at his neck. I knew it!
I knew it! Finally, the missing
that
link!
Voice, man. That's why his chin is so big. He's housing all the souls he's claimed.
It grows in power. He'll have it in a wheelbarrow by next year.
It's like a Ghostbusters chamber where he's just capturing all the ghosts.
One thing about Jay is he does like 50 million things at once. So like when I met him, he literally filmed an epic meal and changed the wheels on a car and had like a business call and entertained like 10 people that were there on some sort of tour of his garage. Like the guy doesn't stop. Like, I guess when you're on that level, you just don't stop. Cause imagine doing the exact same show like every single day, but you're not like, you're not like a YouTuber where you're like, yo, what's up guys? What I have for cereal today. Like you're doing written jokes and performing in front of people like every single day for decades. Like, I don't know. It takes like definitely takes a type of person. You know,
yeah,
like,
it's a fucking animal.
It's harder than it looks. Yeah.
Well, I always like, I don't know. Like I was saying, there's things like that where just no matter what, it's cool to me. You know, working with Kevin Smith was cool. James Franco, Seth Rogen. I think the craziest thing is I told you guys that Terminator 2 was the first movie I ever saw in theaters. So when I saw Terminator 2, I was like, I got out and I was like, oh, daddy, I'm going to make movies when I'm older. And he was like, yeah, okay. Well, so, it turns out I make YouTube videos, not quite the same. But I did a video too with Arnold Schwarzenegger and I wrote for him. And then it's on my show and I'm starring alongside him. And in that time, I was like, yo, who else gets to do that? Who else gets to write jokes for Arnold and direct him and star alongside him? Not James Cameron, that's for sure, but me.
Suck a dick, James.
Yeah, James, a fat, sweaty one. A nice, smooth, fat, nice one.
What? My Lord, man.
What happened there?
We went to some great, strange places.
Just me. I was there alone. No one was there with me. It was very gay, but it was okay.
You were in the darkness, but luckily Ring could have saved you.
I had a better one. God damn it. I was going to say, but you don't have to be alone. Do you hear that? It's your doorbell.
Oh, shit.
Yours was better. Jackson, edit mine out.
Ding dong, Harley. Your doorbell's ringing because your doorbell is brought to you by Ring. It's ringing. Ring is the doorbell company with a mission to make your neighborhood safer. You might already know about smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere, and now you can get them conveniently and easily through Ring. Ring helps you stay connected at home anywhere in the world. So if you have a package delivery, a surprise visitor, or I don't know, some random old woman just ringing your doorbell, you will get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone thanks to their HD video and two-way audio. Charlie, you literally have a Ring doorbell installed on your house. I have pressed it many times. Could you tell them why you like it?
It's very convenient that I know it's Andrew, that pussy-ass boy at my door, coming to work out again. And I never have to guess. And I leave nothing up to chance. It's never like an imposter. If someone had a gun to the back of his head, I'd see it and I wouldn't let him in. Always safe.
Just ignore me. He would go back to Fortnite. Just leave me outside.
I got to catch those dubskis. Nothing's interrupting that.
And as a listener, you too can get a Ring doorbell with a special offer. I don't know why I said you too can get it with a special offer, but whatever. You can get the Ring starter kit on a special offer. If you go to ring.com/official, you can get a video doorbell motion activated floodlight cam and the starter kit that has everything you need to build a ring of security around your home. Oh, the jokes in these copies are fucking slaying me. Go to ring.com/official to check out this special offer. Harley, to finish up this ad, tell us who you would love to see through your little video finder ringing your doorbell.
Bill Murray.
That's a great choice.
That's a good answer.
So if you want to maybe possibly see Bill Murray ringing your doorbell through your phone, you go to ring.com/official and check out the special starter kit.
Charlie, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jackson. Thank you. This is so wholesome. Would you like to ask Andrew?
No.
Good.
Well, Andrew's had a bit of a bad day, Andrew. Tell him about it, Andrew.
Have I? I did.
What happened to you?
Nothing. We worked out.
Someone sent you a deep fake. Are you getting gangbanged?
That would make it a good day. That means someone cared about me.
You heard that, guys? Jeez. People listening at home?
Show Andrew you care with some good gay porn deep fakes, please.
Instead, he just gets death threats.
Let's make it interracial. Come on.
They
show
me
you really care.
Show me, combine the two. Send me a death threat in a deep fake. Like, put my fucking face on a little lesbian slut getting pounded by multiple dildos, but then at the top, there's a Photoshop banner of, like, I'm going to blow up your house or something.
Well, no, just deepfake you on, like, an ISIS video.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Exactly. Skip the middleman.
I think that might be the most disturbing thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Especially if they deepfake you onto every individual in that video. Like, you were the terrorist and the victim.
Wait, they just killed me. How are they doing it again? What the fuck?
God, that's the next level of doxing, isn't it? And harassment. Like, people are going to deepfake you onto death videos where it looks like you die and send it to your parents.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that.
That's fucked up.
You know, what's really fucked up is the whole death video game has increased, like, production-wise. Like, my buddy showed me one last year. He's like, yo, y'all see what ISIS is putting out there? Like, what? He's like, yeah, on the intro. I'm like, what, they have a YouTube channel or something? But no, he sent me this link, and it was like a fucking Michael Bay-produced music video where people lost their lives, and it was so fucked up. And I'm just like, oh, my God, is this filmed on a Red?
I'm waiting for them to win their Oscar this year or something for their special effects.
I'm waiting till they get the production team of, like, Infinity War, and we get to see, like, ISIS execution videos on Haraxin 9 starring, like, the Goobaplexes and shit with deep plots and CGI little Andy Serkis characters running around.
Andy Serkis does it.
Yeah. Fucking Rocket Raccoon runs up and is the one that slits the guy's throat, and it looks perfect.
And Marvel announces they're teaming up with ISIS production team.
ISIS isn't really a thing anymore, I think. I mean, they kind of all got
wiped out. They got replaced now, right? There's a new one that took them over. Isn't there now a new, like, Flavor of the Month terrorist group that took them over?
I don't know, but ISIS was the one with the good videos, like the good production quality, slow-mo, good camera, 4K HD, slow-motion headshots. But... I don't know. I wonder whose idea it was to go that route rather than investing in bigger and better weapons. They go with propaganda, like improved, like, hey, Mahmoud, listen up, the apocalypse, it's hitting us hard. You got to make these videos a little more with more mass appeal. More people got to watch these, bro. You can't just film this on your little phone with 8 pixels across the photo. It's got to be pristine.
You're absolutely right, and it's like, I'm thinking about it right now, like, they were there, and this guy was like, we need 50 rocket launchers, that's what we need, and then someone came in, like, you know, he's like 17 years old, he's like, yo, chill, fam, if you want to touch the youth, then you got to use your brain and not your bullets. Now, you can get one rocket launcher, but for the exact same price, we can get this camera, and for those next two rocket launchers, we get lights, and what could we do with that? We could speak to the people. What's more important, one rocket getting shot or 50 new kids willing to hold rocket launchers? And they're like, oh, damn. They're like, Ahmad is bringing in, like, a really serious plan right here. Like, let's hear him out. And there was like a 20-year-old that pitched it.
Yeah, so, okay, guys, we need serrated knives, more rocket launchers. And then he puts his hands up, the genius in the room, the visionary, the thinker, the pivotal man. In the room says, no, look, all we need is a MacBook Pro, a Adobe Premiere, the camera. And I used to have this buddy. He used to work in Hollywood. He kind of got kicked out after the whole Me Too thing. We assembled a gang and, you know, we got ourselves a movie, gentlemen.
They fucking rally. Pretty soon they'll be releasing the next big hits. Be like the Studio Ghibli of the Middle East.
I can't even imagine that kid sitting there editing it and literally terrorists behind him giving him notes on his editing. Being like, you know what, 2 minutes where like the flames come out, do you think we could slow-mo their punch in?
Little boy, don't forget at the end to put the subscribe button. Very important.
They smash that like button, banner pops up.
Turn on the notifications.
YouTube cards. But that's what I think happened, the fucking apocalypse, because why else did they start smash cutting from when the guys are alive to when they are already beheaded? They would just skip the beheading in some of those videos. Why? You did that shit they do with movies when they put the movies on planes, on intercontinental flights, where they're heavily censored, all the gore and shit is taken out. It's like, were they hoping to sell this to some airline so they could air it during flights?
Yeah, I don't think the terrorists had anything to do with airplane flights, believe it or not.
I don't think I'm going to get on flights and see a category for ISIS beheading videos on the little movie list.
We have the latest and greatest from their fucking headquarters.
Oh, you know, I got a long flight. What do I watch? Moana or Infidel is Beheaded 6?
What did you choose?
Infidel's Beheaded 6.
with fucking extras.
And they should have like an animated spinoff as well soon for like their next season.
One of my biggest like branded videos ever that I ever did where I was like, oh, this is such a great opportunity. What's up? They were like, oh, we were going to give it to this other YouTuber. And before we even presented it to him, he had rambled about ISIS on his Facebook page. And I was like, what kind of a fucking person is like works in our space and like rambles about ISIS? And apparently like it was like something about it being misunderstood or some shit.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. Jesus.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a rough hill to die on right there.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Wow, Jesus.
So did he get the gig?
No, he didn't. They gave it to me.
So what do you think of ISIS?
Why? And then he hacked your Facebook account to make the same post.
No, no one would believe that. They'd be like, wait a second. You're Jewish. And not that you don't stand for this, just that you're probably a big pussy.
Jeez, dude.
That's such a... I've noticed that too. Like a couple of internet personalities recently, they choose the worst fucking hills
to
die on.
Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, they adamantly defend something that's like so what? Clearly... What do you mean? Like, who's that girl that made that, like, fake crying video?
16,000 YouTubers? I mean...
No, you're talking about the one where she was like, oh, Jeffree Star, and then everyone's like, wait, look at your tweets, and then she was like, I'm so sorry!
Jesus.
Yeah, that one.
It was the embodiments, just the...
Yeah.
A distillation of all of YouTube in one video.
They have it down to
like
the
Laura... Laughter, something like that.
Laura Lee,
yeah.
Something like that, yeah. I don't think Andrew knows. She came into some hot water for some dumb shit she said. Fast forward, she makes it a I'm sorry video where she tries her best to get some tears out but can't, so she just keeps wiping her dry eyes.
You're wiping nothing.
Yeah, her eyes are very clearly dry. They're not puffy. They're not redded out or anything. But she keeps pretending like she's crying, like she's making crying noises, like stock sound effects in an N64 game.
That's rough.
It's rough. Yeah.
No.
So what was the problem then?
The most brain dead of zombie YouTuber fans are like, this is awful.
I get that. She's got a huge boatload of dislikes, and her video's garbage and all that. But like. What's the hill she died on? What's the big like problem with her?
I can't even remember the problem now, but it was something about like some old tweets she made and how everyone's like super bad except for her, and then it ended up backfiring onto her.
She was wrong. She just lied.
But on the topic of that, like for example, I know, like, Epic Mealtime at one point was literally the most watched show on YouTube. And there was, like, this whole time where it was, like, the number one show. And then there's just years of, like, you know, this, for lots of people, they look at it and they're like, oh, it's a slow death, this channel. Like, get the fuck out of here already. And I'm like, yo, bacon still every week. And I know that some channels, like throughout the 8 years, you know, we were not the first wave, but the second wave of channels. I saw like new up and comers kind of like looked at my channel like it's like, oh, I hope I never end up like Epic Mealtime, where our views are like, you know, in the hundreds of thousands and not in the millions anymore. And I hope that never happens to me. And some people handle it gracefully. I felt like Epic Mealtime does. We just never stopped and we kept going. And, you know, we find our happiness in our gigs here and there. But then I look at other channels, like, you know, for example, I look at Fousey and I'm like, yo, dog, views are just down. Like, that's all. Views are down. Like, it's not the end of everything. But speaking of hills to die on, like, he made it so passionate. And, you know, if it is a mental thing, it's a mental thing. But he was so passionately, like, trying to reason or make an explanation of why the views weren't there and why he's traveling or whatever. And I'm just like, yo, it's new fans, new YouTube audience, like, new people. You know, YouTube pushes who they want. And, like, for example, like I watch him and I'm just like, man, I went through what he's going through, where you're like, oh my God, it's over. But like, it's not over. You know, getting 500,000 views on a video is great. He doesn't even like have employees like I have employees. And some channels just handle this gracefully and some do not. And in terms of that drama, like, that girl did not handle that drama gracefully. It's like she was like, I'm going to do the crying angle. Let's see how this pans out. And she should have just watched it and been like, I got to not do this. This is not the way, you know? I don't know.
Do you think she was mostly looking to expand upon the drama and get herself more attention? That's going to be a part of it,
that's
right?
That's a good question. I didn't think about it like that while watching it. I mean, I don't want to sound like an opportunistic piece of shit, but she should have. Like, I mean, Logan Paul has not blown up like he did since the dead body. Like,
I mean, we're still on Laura Lee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was browsing her channel to go get all the full story on this. Yeah, the crying video. So her normal view count is like maybe up to a million, half a million. The crying video is at 11 million and counting for views. So I can completely see this just being a fame cash.
Is it monetized?
I don't know.
Like, she should have made that 10 minutes and just put ads throughout all of it.
Every minute and a half.
Oh, it's not monetized. Ah, the fool. You know what? But then again, but 827,000 thumbs down. I feel like YouTube doesn't even put ads on it. Oh, I'm looking at the picture of it now and it's bothering me. She's lying to us. I watch this stuff and I'm like, you're lying. You're lying to us. And I used to watch, I'd watch like old YouTube videos, like, you know, when pranks were the shit. And I would watch it and be like, you're lying. You're fucking lying to me. And to everyone else, I go to the comments section. They're like, haha, dope, fam. I'm like, you fucking morons. This is the most blatantly fake shit ever. Ever. Vloggers where they're like, my house got robbed. No, you're a liar. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry I did that. No, you're a liar. You're all liars.
Have you ever lied about anything on Epic Mealtime? Has there been any deep secrets?
No, I don't think there's anything that I've ever lied about, but there's always, you know, multiple sides to a story. Epic Mealtime has had, you know, we've had drama in the past with past people and stuff like that. So, you know, I have my version of stories. They have their version of stories, but I've never gone on and been like, oh my God, I wish, you know, I'm just like, you know, I share my part and that's it.
You're
what's that?
I said, you're graceful.
I try so hard to be graceful, man. I'm trying 6'6", 240 pound Jewish guy. Like, the last guy would ever be graceful.
That's a question that I'd like to toss you away then, because Epic Mealtime was, like you said, the most viewed channel on the site, and that's a very highly produced, very well put together show. Now the content that's the most viewed on the site is a man sits, well, not sits, he usually like goes out in the world and he films himself making a lot of noise and being a public nuisance and every 2 minutes reminding the 9-year-olds to smash the like button and subscribe.
And merch.
Is there like a certain... Yeah, and merch. Is there a certain level of resentment now when you look at a channel like that being the most popular?
No, I don't have, I definitely like, you know what, I guess what I was saying before, what I tried to touch on was there's no creator or YouTuber or person in this space that I would want to change spots with or change places. And I know that I was lucky with the time were like 2010, people were like, oh my God, did they put a hamburger on a pizza? Let's get this guy on the Tonight Show. That's wild. Like, I know that now people are like, wow, it's a hamburger on a pizza. Who gives a shit? You know, but like, I know the timing was important, but back then I used to be like, you know, we try and get branded videos. We'd be like, yeah, you know, come on, be in our video and tell people, we'll tell people to buy your cheese. And they're like, nah. But now they're like, oh my God, Jake Paul, let's give you $20 million if you just say this cheese company. And he's like, nah, fam, not enough money. Ah. Like there where I'm just like, damn, like, you know, if times were different, then the opportunities that we were presented would have been, you know, much more lucrative. That's the only thing, you know, like when I was like, whoa, you could have a full-time job doing this. That's when I got into it. I'm like, cool, a full-time job. And I could hire friends. That's awesome. Nowadays, it's like, yo, $40 million in merch this month, you bitch. And it's like, damn, I guess we are a bitch. That is, by the way, apparently that's allegedly, that is like Maverick merch in a month. It's 40 million.
That's fucking wild.
No way.
That would put them in like the top selling clothing brand. I've never seen Jake Paul or whatever Maverick merch in my life, and I go out a lot. I've never seen it.
$40 million is that's because it's going to them. They run it. Like so, when I ran my own merch, it would cost me like $6 to make a shirt, $7 to make a shirt, and it would cost me either $4 or on the highest end $10 to sell the shirt, you know, to ship the shirt. And the rare that it's high, like $10. And then you put it up for $30, but I get $30 for every shirt sold. Like that's $30 to me. It's not like what they do isn't like necessarily licensing. Like they own that. So you're not going to see Maverick merch at Urban Outfitters. But yeah, that doesn't mean that millions of people aren't going in to buy Maverick merch on the website. And like these sweaters are like $75. These are like, you know, so one person buys a sweater, $75 and shipping, and he's paying the shipping. So it's like what? It could be $100 order for every fan.
I mean, you know, Charlie, like, keep in mind, you're also not going where you'll see this merch. Like you're not going to Fortnite dance classes or Chuck E. Cheese or any of that shit.
Fortnite dance classes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Bro, I'll take my leave.
Yeah, I like that. I'm taking that. I'm not even going to give you credit.
By all means.
The true YouTube way, baby.
That's it.
But yeah, YouTube is a shithole of lack of effort and shilling out content now, but we are a shithole podcast and should probably wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Sweet. We are pushing our time limit.
With that illustrious send-off, Andrew, yeah, take us out.
Well, no, I was going to ask Harley if he wants to plug anything, talk about any projects, anything at all. Harley, you have the stage.
Plug that ass if someone's going to make a deep fake of it. No. Yes, I'll plug. I have a pepperoni jerky in Walmart. It's called Pizza in a Bag. I'm going to send you guys some so you can talk about it on your podcast or not, or you can say it's shit, whatever. No, but I'm going to definitely send you guys some.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. We'd love it.
Pepperoni flavor. It's pizza flavored pepperoni jerky. And it tastes just like pizza. It's available in every single Walmart.
I've only heard good things about it as well.
Wow. Charlie, doesn't Matt, our technically manager, didn't he talk about how much he loves it and eats it all the time?
Well, I was just about to say, I fucking bought that. I didn't know that was yours. Oh. I bought that pretty recently with Tiana.
Yes. And it's called Super Snack Time because I can't call it Epic Meal Time because USA and a gigantic food corporation trademarked Epic Meal Time in food. Oh, so I have a trademark in production, but they took it in food, which is a very advanced maneuver. Those scumbags, I have nothing but respect for their move. But yeah, Super Snack Time Pizza in a Bag or supersnacktime.com. It's available at every Walmart in the USA. Bacon in a bottle also. That's a real thing, a seasoning we sell. It's at Walmart. Super Snack Time also.
Nice, man.
Fuck yeah. My shit's Harley Plays. Harley Plays on everything. I have a podcast too. Each one of you individually should come on my podcast too. I would love to have you each as a guest.
Yes, 100%.
It's gaming and movies and whatever. We pick one and we go with it. It's called Fanboy. F-A-N-B-O-I with Harley Mornstein.
We love crossing over and making friends and slapping our nuts on everything that we can, please.
No, that's
yes.
not what I like. I like proving people wrong. Have me on and I will tell you why replicants are the master race.
No, I got a good one for you. You could tell me why The Last Jedi sucked and I'll tell you why it was really excellent.
No, bring me on for that one. I have a fervent fucking hatred for that movie.
That's
I'll take
hot-
that one.
That's a hot ass take.
I love that movie, and I've yet to come across someone who brings valid points about why it sucks, unless they also unintentionally end up bashing Star Wars as a whole.
Yeah, well, no.
Well,
that's
I'll take this.
Surely,
yeah.
This is the definition of dying on a shitty hill. It's like when the Titanic is going down, and there's some carpenter saying, "I can still fix it."
good.
By all means, yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Well, really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, take us out, man.
All right, and thank you for watching this week's episode of the Official Podcast. If you want to support the show, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. You can head on over there and check out our reward tiers. Maybe you'll find something nice for yourself and help us out in the process of doing that. It all helps. Just watching helps, and Andrew has something to say about that as well.
I do. There's a lot of ways to listen to audio because you don't need any senses besides your hearing. So why bother wasting your eyeballs on a little video on a channel on YouTube? It's you're literally using more effort for nothing when you could instead go to an audio platform like Spotify or iTunes and give your eyes a rest. Literally close your eyes, listen to it. It's perfect. So if you could do that, it would support us. We'd greatly appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Beautiful. Take it easy. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.